Chapter 15. Sherlock. The epilogue job. They couldn't work jobs in quite the same way, but Miss Hudson was always willing to look after the little dear, and Charity displayed a remarkable aptitude for picking pockets. She passed the bells on the dummy test by the age of 7, which was better than Mycroft, who had done it in never. John put his foot down, but Sherlock promised Charity that he'd work on John. She'd be fighting the forces of chaos by age 12 if he had any say. John kissed him softly. He took him skydiving for their anniversary. It was only worth 78 strokes against his debt of infinite. Still, Sherlock had to admit it was pure genius. As they lay in the grass with the silk of their parachutes around them, John said, "She can help at age 21. Sherlock responded with 14. He sucked a bruise idly on John's shoulder. John moved against him. 18. Sherlock played with John's left hand. 16. Done, and you have to tell her." Sherlock grumbled, but there in the warm summer grass, with the silk of their parachutes around them, he couldn't bring himself to care. After all, he was a sociopath.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I'm feeling good.